One of the things we stop doing when we're discouraged is pray. Some years ago I conducted the funeral of an old lady, not a churchgoer, but whom I knew from visiting her in her home. She'd given up on prayer, and even on faith itself, because of what she'd seen in the news day after day, year after year. Jesus knew well that this temptation would threaten to overwhelm his disciples. Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, records the story he told of a persistent widow who got an unwilling judge to grant her justice by her constant pestering. The lesson was this: what an example of faith! When I think of how God's people can pray with confidence, I often come back to the exile in Babylon, a situation we visited a number of times in these reflections. By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept. Remember that? Along with Psalm 137, the Old Testament books of Lamentations and Ezekiel are set in Babylon. So is the book of Daniel. In chapter 9, Daniel is perplexed about the meaning of a vision he has had about the future. What exactly does it mean? He doesn't know. So he prays for guidance. In response, God sends an angel, Gabriel, to explain it all. It's Gabriel's opening words that strike me as significant and encouraging. Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. As soon as you began to pray, an answer was given, which I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. Now, it was actually quite a long prayer, if you read it. That leads to the temptation of imagining that prayer is about trying to impress God by eloquent liturgical prayers in church or long-winded extemporary praying in a prayer meeting. No, as soon as you began to pray. So, if perseverance, our theme for these few days, means anything, it's about persevering in prayer. If you want a modern example of this, think of services in Belfast Cathedral you've taken part in, whether in person or online. Every Sunday without fail this past year, there has been a specific prayer for folks suffering from coronavirus and for those taking care of them. And I know that other congregations will be doing the same. As soon as you began to pray. In other words, the answers to our prayers are being worked out. Can you see this happening? No instant solutions, of course, no magic wands, but answers nonetheless. Vaccines in record time, selfless healthcare workers, generous acts of love, new patterns of international cooperation, churches reaching new audiences with the Christian gospel using information technology. I could go on, and I hope you could as well. So keep on praying. Please keep on praying, especially if you feel helpless, unable to actually get out there and do something. Keep on praying. That is as important as anything else. Thank you.